This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
No, not that one.
Hello. Welcome to the podcast.
What's up?
I have very little of interest to tell you today, to be honest. My brother is staying for the next while.
Again,
I
love he's little back. Brother. Yeah. He's still here.
He's here again, yeah. He was at home for a week, so he came home from Australia, did a few days at mine, went down to my family for a few days in Waterford, and then texted me the other day saying, I will be staying, not are you around or does it suit? This is little brother's for you. I will be staying from Wednesday to Sunday. What is your plan tomorrow? I will arrive to Houston at around 5.
What the fuck?
I just love little brothers. They're so entitled.
I honestly don't understand that. Like,
I will be staying. And I said, Barry, you're more than welcome, but just know that our auntie from Spain has also asked to stay this weekend. So you will be on the mattress on Friday and Saturday.
What is with your house?
Like, it's very busy at the moment. I'm starting to think to charge rent.
I honestly would stop telling people where you live.
I'd say tell
your family you've moved to London.
Yeah. There's a lot of people staying at the moment. And you know what I don't like about it? How much you have to fucking change the sheets.
Oh yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're constantly getting things ready for people.
Nightmare. See, when I let people stay, I make them change their own sheets because that's their rent.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
actually?
So whenever Sophie's like, can I stay in yours? Who's my little sister, by the way?
That's, in case you can't hear him, that's his little sister.
Sorry. Sophie's my little sister. So whenever she's like, can I stay? Even though she lives in Finglas, by the way, like she's not far, but sometimes she's going out to a house party or something in Ranelagh, so she wants to stay. So I'm like, yeah, Grant. And I just leave the sheets on her bed. So when she gets home at night, she can put the sheets on the bed.
Really?
Yeah.
You wouldn't dress it for her or anything? No.
I do 99% of the time. But once I was just like, I'm running out the door. I can't do this. You do this.
Look after yourself. Yeah.
So I like to say it, but I'm too nice. I'm just too nice.
I'd always strip the bed if I stay at someone's house for a few nights. Do you know what I mean? I'd get up.
Afterwards?
Yeah, if I'm staying, obviously I'll strip the bed and then at least that much is done.
Yeah, but that's nice.
Yeah.
I always make the bed, even though.
Yeah.
Like if I stayed in my friend's house and I made the bed.
Are you a good bed maker?
No.
Yeah, Jackson's
class.
This as well.
Is
I'm
class.
Really good.
But do you have like pillows? How many pillows and shit? Like how much cushions? You have cushions and stuff.
So we'd have four, like two pillows each and then like a little kind of placement pillow and placement cushion in front of each.
I don't get that at all. It drives me insane.
Drives him fucking bananas.
I hate
He's like, why is there so many fucking cushions in this room? And then I'd have a throw and he'd be like, stop with the throw. He hates
I him. Am thinking though of because me and Pippa are kind of talking about moving in together at some point soon. Well,
yay!
Like it might not even, it might be this side of Christmas, it might not, but soon enough, like, and I'm dead set and she's like in agreement that we're getting two single duvets for the one bed.
Yeah, I get it.
So that we can just turn, I can toss and turn as I please.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because I do drive her insane because I take all the covers.
Yeah, Jack, he's funny like that. If anything's like too heavy on him, he loses the rag. Like last night, he was tossing turning and I said, just take the throw, because you're obviously too hot, use that and I'll take the duvet.
See, I can't do a throw, I could only do a duvet.
Oh my God. And
poor
would you
Pippa,
move into
I'll
Pippa's
say.
Apartment? Is there room for two where she is?
There is, but like I think we'd get something a bit bigger and
together.
Maybe a little bit closer to town. I think she's a bit too far out.
Fair enough. Unreal. That's exciting.
Yeah.
You got an exclusive on Dave's life in the podcast.
There you go. Well, it's nothing that's been set in stone or anything. We're just kind of like, oh, when we live together, which I'd imagine we've nearly been together 2 years, so it's probably coming up at some point soon. Anyway, have a great day.
Dave's going to live with a girl. Morning, hello.
Morning, what's going on?
Thursday. We're getting there.
We are. Close.
However, here we go again, kicking off a brand new day. Do you know what I watched last night? And if you two haven't watched it already, I'm sure you'd love it.
If you talk about the Furies one more time.
Please watch the Furies. It's so good, you'd love it. No, Jamie Vardy's documentary.
What? You watched Jamie Vardy's documentary?
It just arrived on Netflix yesterday.
You're mad for a documentary.
I love documentary.
Netflix.
Even when you don't know the person.
Well, now I do. Know loads about him. He's Leicester City. What a time, 2016. Yeah. Wow, wow, wow.
Netflix have really branched out into sports documentaries recently. I think there's one about Liverpool. There's one about Jamie
Vardy. I saw
Vardy.
The Liverpool. Well, I didn't watch it, obviously, but I did see that there was advertising it.
Guys, he's had a very inspirational story, hasn't he?
From zero to hero. Like,
they were like
from the bottom.
5,000 to 1 or something. What, 1 to 5,000?
Oh, it was 5,000 to 1, yeah. You're right.
That season. And they won the Premier League.
Yeah, someone put a couple of bob on it and won.
My God. Rebecca's in it loads as well.
She's an interesting character. I don't think he's that interesting.
Oh God, he is. He's fascinating. He's such a messer. Oh, he's got such a little smile and such a little twinkle in his eye.
I saw one clip and he was asking for a drink and with the bottle opener. Did you see that
bit?
And I was a little
bit
like,
it's a rude bottle opener.
Yeah, I was like, that is just, imagine a bottle opener, Callum, we can't say on the radio, that you'd get on a stag.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Or a hen.
When you said bottle opener and rude, I knew exactly.
But I was just like, oh, grow up, Jamie.
Oh, I don't know. You need to watch it. He's actually very, I walked into the room last night and Jack was lying in bed before me and the light was on, like the bedside light, and he was lying in bed, like smiling ear to ear. And I was like, what's wrong with you? You look delighted with yourself over there. And he was like, I'm just thinking about Jamie Vardy. What a guy. It's really interesting, his story. But I only ever obviously knew Rebecca Vardy as like, it was Rebecca Vardy.
It was .. Rebecca Vardy.
Vardy's account. But she seems
did
all right.
Did it go into that? She's not all right. She's mental.
Do you reckon? You know, she comes across great in this. Obviously, she's... You know,
it's a documentary set in their house. Of course they're going to come across like really, really well. Great PR for her. But yeah, mental.
In what way? In what way? As in based on the Wagatha Christie stuff?
Yeah.
Or beyond?
No. And Wagatha Christie. And she was in I'm a Celeb before and she was a bit nuts in that.
She wasn't very nice in I'm a Celeb.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, she came across great in this.
Shocking.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
You might be waking up today to your Instagram being very busy looking with loads of new notifications. Oh, Instagram, I've done it again. They're trying something new. They're trying to get the app alive.
I don't mind this.
Right, okay.
I don't mind when Instagram try and keep things new and fresh and whatever. I really genuinely don't mind. What I do mind is when they change buttons around so that I can't find them anymore.
Yeah, I get you.
Which makes me, I realise, sound like I'm 90 years old.
No, but I'm with you.
The top right where the DMs were. Perfect. You scroll across and now it was DMs. Now it's down the bottom. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's weird. So this is called Instance. It's a feature for sending unedited photo dumps to your close friends or to mutual followers, okay? You're not able to edit these photos, as in I don't think you'll be able to include filters or anything, but you can add captions. What they're trying to do here is tap into... Oh, remember Snapchat? Yeah, they could have done this a long time ago.
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's Be Real.
Well, it's a mix, they're saying, of Be Real and Snapchat. Just that kind of very authentic... I just snapped this and I'm sending it to you without going through it and looking at the looks and all the different settings I could put on.
It's kind of like if you put up an Instagram story, but you could only see that Instagram story from that person once.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it, isn't it?
Which we already have disappearing snap private. Like, you have that anyway in DMs. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, in DMs, but not as a story.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. So they appear, if you send multiples, as like a stack of photo to work through. The only thing the person who receives that can do is react with an emoji, react with a DM, or fire back an instant back to you. So I think they're trying to, what they were saying about the Snapchat thing, are they trying to like get into the streak idea of keeping people over and back with instants on a daily basis and making sure that people use it.
But how is it over and back if they're not sending to people?
What do you mean if not sending to people?
You're not sending this instant to anyone. You're putting it... as soon as you click instant, you take a photo, you send it. It doesn't send to anyone. It just uploads as a story that you can view once.
Well, they're saying here that you can send over and back to your close friend. Oh, close friends are mutual followers.
No, it's just they're the only people that can see it.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Okay. They do say that screenshots are blocked, but just to be aware that obviously people can still record the screen or use another device to capture images. And they've also, over the last few days, got rid of their, you know, that whole like encryption thing on Instagram has gone.
Yeah,
now.
I did see that. Yeah, maybe they're trying to do the PR over this. So basically, if you go to DMs and you hit the plus button, right? And then you'll see an instant. I'm going to take a photo here.
Hi.
I'm going to send that. Anyone listening who I don't follow can't see that.
Yeah, okay.
They won't be able to. No one got a notification or anything. But when they go on to their DMs, they'll see down the bottom right that there is people who have taken photos that they follow that you can see.
Interesting.
It is really interesting because it obviously kind of came through last night. There must have been an update last night because I saw Paralympian Ellen Keane put up on her Insta story. Sorry if you just got a notification from me saying that I sent you something. I didn't know what I was doing. Because I think when you post your very first one, it tells your entire followers list. that you've done it, because Dave,
like,
you
the cringe on me when I accidentally used to always post anything that I posted to Instagram to Threads and it would notify everyone. So embarrassing.
Because Dave posted his first one this morning at about 6:30 on his own personal page, and I got a notification being like, Dave just posted his first moment.
Really?
Or instant or something like
Interesting.
That.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Obviously, I did that, but obviously... I didn't get those notifications for anyone else who posted, but I don't have notifications turned on.
I don't have notifications turned on for anything on Instagram, but I still got that notification.
They're going to push it hard. What's interesting is in Spain and Italy, Instance is an individual standalone app now. So they're obviously trialing it in different countries as a, like, a branch off Instagram rather than being within the app.
Really?
Yeah. Other things, I suppose, over the years that certain social media sites have tried and haven't worked out in terms of updated features. Fleets on X or Twitter. Do you remember the stories on
yes,
on Twitter?
I do.
It didn't really work for them in the end.
I totally forgot about that.
Obviously, LinkedIn tried stories as well. It's not really
Twitter did the other thing as well, didn't they? Twitter did the like kind of like a live podcast.
Yes.
Moments?
I think it might have been something like that. It was really weird and it didn't last for very long.
Even the voice memo option on Twitter or X didn't last very long either. You could record a voice note as your tweet.
Yes,
kind of a thing.
Oh my God, that was so mad.
Spotify tried stories for a while.
Everybody's
people don't go to
stories.
Try. You know, people aren't on Spotify to hang out. They're there to listen to something and not look at it. Notes on Instagram, they're partially successful, but they're hidden away in the DM feed. Yeah. Some people use
I don't know anyone who actually uses notes bar people who are like I'm looking at my
today.
Notes here now, right? And it's like two celebrities.
Okay.
They, well, kind of want to be
two people I follow, I noticed, would put up a few little updates. Not for me, but you
really?
Do you. You do you.
It's like a Facebook status, not for me.
Yeah. IGTV on Instagram. They were trying to take on
oh
YouTube.
Oh my God. IGTV is...
God, that was the bane of my life. I used to work in a digital department in a radio station. They were trying to push their IGTV and I was like, are you telling me I have to edit a 12-minute video now? And finally, we mentioned Instagram Threads. It's not really taken on a life of its own, Threads, has it?
Although sometimes I will still get a notification being like, this person uploaded the Threads. I'm like, I'm not going to download and make sure and get an account so I can view your thread.
And I'll Instagram.
It's not on the Spin account yet.
What?
I know.
There's also no point because unless Spin follows people back, no one will be able to see it.
Stupid.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
A couple of months ago, you asked me on the girly quiz, which, by the way, is coming up after 8:30, what a UTI was. I think it was the final question of 2025. And I didn't know what it stood for.
Really?
I hadn't a clue.
Can't remember that, but okay.
It was the final question and I was like, oh, urinal something, I don't know. And do you remember I was off 2 days ago?
Yeah. You've been keeping it quiet after a while.
Because I thought I had a UTI.
You thought you had a UTI?
A little UTI.
No way, a little urinary tract infection.
A little urinary tract infection.
Okay, what happened?
I was just constantly up to the bathroom with nothing coming out. Couldn't pee at all. It was really, really tough.
What time did it start at?
It started at around, I'd say, 11 p.m.
Oh, no.
Which is never good because I'm already in bed half an hour. I'm comfy, I'm happy. And then so I was like, 11 p.m. struck and I'm like,
and what's awful about when a UTI starts is that first feeling of I need to pee is like, oh, cool.
Grand, I just need to pee. So I was a little bit miffed because I had to get out of bed.
The panic kicks in when you go to have that little pee that your body's telling you need. And you, guess what? Don't need to pee.
Nothing comes out.
That's when you know, uh-oh, alarm bells. You see red. It's like that moment in the moment in the cartoon where everything goes like, alarm, it's 11 p.m. When can I see a doctor? Not till tomorrow. It's going to be a long night.
If you can't tell, Emma Nolan gets UTIs quite often. She understands.
They've cursed
the pain.
Me since I was about 14. I've had a horrible life with UTIs, yeah.
But I don't know, obviously... I didn't know guys could get them. Anyway, I will tell you in a second. But
guys can, less common, but they definitely
less
can,
common, but guys can get them. And so this is what I was Googling and I was just like, ah, I think I have one. Do you know what I mean?
Spending too much time with Emma Nolan.
Yeah. It's starting to rub off.
Yeah.
I caught a UTI.
Caught it off Nolan.
Yeah. So.
Oh, you poor thing.
But I don't know if it's the same for women.
Right, okay, talk to me.
But I'm gonna try and describe this with the most amount of grace at 7:25 in the morning.
Okay.
When that feeling of needing to pee, when a little bit comes out,
it hurts.
It's like razor blades, Emma.
Oh my God, no, don't talk to me. It's like...
Okay, so it's the same for you.
Oh.
It's the worst feeling in the entire world.
It's like the sweat is a thick centimeter on your back.
Anyway, stop. We'll stop. Don't worry. You listening, you don't have to turn off because that's as gross as it gets.
Do you know what's mad?
as much as it's so sore, it's so satisfying. You're like, yes, I got a drop out.
I'm sweating even just thinking about it. So anyway,
Do you know what? I'm so sorry that you went through this, but I'm glad you get it.
Yeah. Oh no,
so
I get it.
Next time,
now.
I'm like, guys, I had a UTI. So sorry.
Well, you see,
like,
the thing was,
I'm not moving.
I don't think it was a UTI.
What do you think it is then?
So doctor just gave me supplements. That's something you get in cranberries. And she was like, I don't want to give you antibiotics.
That's okay. But if that works, that's grand. Sometimes I think, okay, for some people that does actually work.
Yeah.
You can pass it through. Like a friend of mine I used to spend loads of time with when I was younger, she would get them a lot as well. But she would be straight on the cranberry juice, straight on the, like, what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it would pass it for her. The problem with me is that when I was a teenager, my doctor, I was cursed with them so much that my doctor put me on a rolling antibiotic for like 2.5 years.
Really?
Right? So it got to the point where I was hospitalised with UTIs.
Oh my God.
Sorry, this sounds really dramatic. But basically they had to, what was happening was, and this is like a shame on my doctor for putting me on them for so long, that basically what was happening was every UTI that I'd get was the same UTI getting worse.
Oh God.
Because the antibiotic at this point wasn't clearing the infection, it was just acting as a pain reliever.
Yeah.
So my body will never be able to just handle like cranberry juice.
So are you in constant UTI?
Now I'm okay because I got it treated. I was hospitalised twice last
time. That's
and
nuts.
I was in for 4 days. They had to literally put in a drip to like force the UTI out of my system because the same one was reoccurring for years. But I'd say it sounds to me like you did have a UTI.
She did say it could just be a spasm. And I did say yesterday, I am on the way out. So I think that's it.
I genuinely think I'm more qualified than your doctor when it comes to UTIs, right? You had a UTI. What time did you sit in the toilet all night?
Yep.
Do you know what's mad though? Here's a weird question right now. Again, it's 28 minutes past 7 in the morning, right? But everyone has their body parts. That's okay. But you know, for a girl, you're sitting there and you kind of, you belong on the toilet.
God, your arse gets sore.
Like, there's no comfort. My granny has padding on the back of her toilet. And when I lived with her, it was lovely. Like,
yeah.
Kind of just get a bit comfy on it, yeah. But the cold, hard, like, sister in behind you. And you're like, this is where I live. But at least for a girl, it makes sense. Because if you get your little satisfying drip, quite painful, but satisfying, yeah. It's like, okay, granny, it's lovely. But to use, like, you just have to, you know, normally you stand for a pee. Do you just sit and let it dangle then?
Yeah, pretty much. I was standing for a while and I was like, what? This is stupid. What am I standing for? So I sat down.
A bit more comfy. And then if a little drip comes out, like, are you just holding yourself down then?
Am I what?
I just don't know how it works. Like, this is just like you're just holding yourself down then.
No, it just kind of falls down.
Would you ever pee sitting down normally?
For a treat.
Really?
Yeah, a nice little treat.
What? Just for a treat? Just if you're tired, like.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. I didn't know you could
try it standing up. That's not how you do.
Oh my God, you're on Spain morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Good morning. We've teamed up with the Cusack Hotel Group to give you a midweek overnight stay for a family of four, including breakfast and all access tickets to Emerald Park.
How lovely.
Whether you're planning a family getaway, couples break, or even your dream wedding, all three award-winning hotels offer the perfect escape in the heart of the best county in Ireland. It's County Meath, Newgrange, Ardboyne and the Castle Arch Hotel.
Those are the three hotels you can choose from where you'd like to stay if you win this morning. We've been playing this game all week and Rachel didn't have any luck yesterday, so we invited her back this morning. She's on taking on Peter this morning. Since we spoke to you yesterday, Rachel, how have the last 24 hours been?
I've been thinking about numbers.
Numbers on the brain. What's going on with you today? Heading off to work, yeah?
I'm in work, yeah.
What do you do again, Rachel?
I work in a restaurant.
Oh, very nice.
You're in early.
Are you a waiter?
Yeah.
Are you? Is it waiter or waitress? Is it still? You know the way. Remember when you were an actor, and it, or even if you were a girl, it's now become you're an actor. Mm. Even though it used to be actress. Is it waitress or waiter?
I think you still go waitress. Don't
waitress.
You?
Like, yeah. Okay. Are you a waitress? Are you a chef? What are you, Rachel?
I'm actually the manager.
Manager. Even not even one of the options. Unbelievable. I love it.
You were like being so woke with the waitress thing, but it's like, no, she runs the place.
She runs
darling.
The place.
Good on you.
They let women do that now, do they?
Very good. So do you have a long day today, Rachel, ahead of you?
It's not too bad.
Okay.
All right.
All right. We also have Peter on the line. What's the crack with you this morning?
Hi, Peter.
Oh, good. Just on the way to work.
What do you do, Peter?
Me, I work in admin. I'm a civil servant.
Admin. Oh, do you know what? I instantly have no more questions.
Yeah.
I'm instantly bored.
You're dead, right?
I'm instantly bored right. And I want the conversation to end
oh
with
my
Peter.
God, stop.
No, I'm joking.
If only you knew.
Oh, now I'm really curious. Guys, here's how this is going to work. We have 10 hotel rooms in front of us. All the doors are locked. And the key card we have only works for one of those doors.
Yeah, exactly. So if the key card opens the doors, you win the prize. prize. If it doesn't, we move on to the next player. Rachel, you're on line one, and you also were here yesterday, but unfortunately you lost, so we are going to give you first choice. You've been thinking about this for 24 hours. What is your first choice?
Number five.
Nothing
there. Okay, Peter, what are you saying?
I'm going to go with number seven.
Seven.
No.
Callum's never really a number seven picker.
All right, Rachel, did you have a second choice?
Three.
Nothing there either.
Trying to get in there. All right, Peter, back to you.
Number nine.
Go down to the wire.
My God. It hasn't been like this all week, really, so far. Rachel, back to you.
Six.
Oh, God. I'm really sick of hearing that.
Let's just remind ourselves where we're at. So left is 1, 2, 4, 8, and 10.
Peter, over to you.
Number
eight.
I actually can't believe this. Callum, are you sure you put it in there?
Is there sure? Are you sure there's a door? All right. Rachel, you have one in four guess.
Ten.
That 10 was so specific, like the guy was like 10. No, so I was like, it's definitely 10, but it wasn't. I can't believe that.
Peter, come on, 1, 2, or 4.
Right. Number four.
Four.
There it is.
Peter, congratulations. We'll talk to you in 2 seconds. Rachel, it wasn't to be again today. At the rate of annoying you, would you like to come back tomorrow for your final chance of winning with the Cusack Hotel Group?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Fantastic. I dread to be tomorrow's player.
Do you know what? Callum could do this tomorrow if Rachel's on the phone. I don't want to be involved. But well done, Rachel.
Rachel,
see you in the morning.
Chat to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Peter,
congratulations. You have won yourself.
Happy day.
We can be happy for you now.
Yes, she's gone. A midweek overnight save for a family of four, including breakfast and all access tickets to Emerald Park. Who's going with you, Peter?
My fiance and my two kids.
Oh,
they're all in the car now as well. So they're all
brilliant.
Happy.
Happy days. That works out great. School holidays coming up. What age are the kids? What is Emerald Park the boy like?
My oldest is 5 and a half, and then the younger lad is 3 and a half. Oh, so
they're going to have a ball. They're going to have an absolute ball.
Enjoy that,
lads, enjoy, and hello to you all in the car this morning, and enjoy the breakfast.
And also, congratulations, you're all going to Mead.
I don't live too far anyway.
Great.
Yeah,
it's the best county in Ireland. Just make sure you remember that, Peter. Have a fantastic time.
I will. Thank you very much.
Good
Cheers.
Luck. Bye-bye. Talk to you later. Also, just to say, if you are getting married, upcoming wedding showcase is happening June 7th at the Ardboyne, June 14th at the New Grange, and July 26th at the Castle Arch Hotel.
This is great PR for the Cusack Hotel Group, but also for Meath.
But you're giving it a good push.
I think
Fair
so too.
You. Another chance to win tomorrow morning on the show just before 7:30. It's
1038 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
How are you?
Hey, good morning. What's going on? If you're up an hour earlier and usually listen to us from 7, you'll hear that the most days, the very first time I speak, I have food in my mouth and it's a bagel. It's a horrible...
It's kind of the first thing you're ever taught in radio is, you know, don't eat on air, because it's horrible listening to someone chewing.
But I'm just like... Hello, just give me 2 seconds.
Every day.
I always think the introduction's going to be longer, and it never is.
No. It's like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
But, and he's like, ah!
But anyway, I had a horrible experience making the bagels today because they went out of date today.
That's fine.
So yesterday I put them in the freezer.
Oh, you're such a funny man.
I'm such an idiot, is what I am.
No, come here. Couple of things, right? If they were only going out of date today, you didn't need to panic freeze them, because the thing about bread is it's probably not going to poison you, like, you know, today.
I'm still like eating blue bread.
It's not going to go blue, and you're going to toast it regardless. Stale bread, always fine toasted. Stale bread, manky if you just go like if you raw dog it. But if you toast it, lovely.
Really?
Promise.
Okay, interesting.
Even to make it even nicer, a little, tiniest little splishy splash of water.
Really?
Like, choo.
Okay, I didn't know that. Well, my morning consisted of was taking the bagel and out of the freezer, but they're in the packet, and you know bagel packets are a big thing. And so it was already a sliced bagel, but they were too stuck together.
Couldn't get it out.
And so I spent the entire morning just putting a knife in between two frozen bagels and trying to crack them open and then go, no, that one failed, in the bin. That one failed, in the bin. So out of seven bagels, I have three left.
Tip, before you go in with the knife, 20 seconds in the microwave would sort that.
That would have been genius, Emma. That would have been absolutely genius. But no.
I'm a frozen bread lover. As in, my dad said to me when I went to college, it was like his little parting thing on my shoulder as I got into the car to drive to Limerick. You'll never starve if you have a frozen sliced pan in the freezer.
That's clever. And now, what I did was I took the bagels out of the packet and I put them upside down. So now the two arses are touching and I put them there. And then the next bagel, I did the same thing, but I wrapped that in the napkin, put it in. And then the next bagel I just did normal. And the next bagel I wrapped in the napkin again. So actually there's four left. I did all of that instead of prepping for the show. So it took about 20 minutes.
You make your life so much more complicated than it needs to be. But for now, we're dying to get Maria top of the leaderboard and also to send her off in a few minutes' time with €1,000 if she gets all 10 correct on the tricky 10 this morning. On your way to work, Maria, I think. Where in Dublin are you?
I'm just in Clondalk at the moment, driving to work.
And what do you do, Maria?
I'm a banker.
A banker?
Ooh.
Yeah.
A banker.
A banker knows numbers.
Do you know what
this game's all about numbers?
It is, in fairness. What I think of with the banker, because there's not many bankers left. Do you know what I mean? It's all robots and machines these days. But what I think of when I think of a banker is I think of going to the bank with my little baggie of coins, like say it'd be like 100 1-cent coins or like 50 2-cent coins, and giving them to them and then pouring it all out after I specifically.
Oh God, you're one of those.
Yeah, no, I was back in the day. Now I just go to Tesco, Maria.
Oh yeah.
So as a banker,
you stick a plenty of coin.
As a banker, what do you do? Do you still do that? Do you do the baggie thing?
Yeah, we do cash and coin and loans, mortgages, everything really.
Do you still have to go up and count the cash?
No, not that often. No, money is an issue.
I had to do that years ago by man works in AIB for most of her career.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Maria, what's the most amount of money you've ever held in your hands?
I probably shouldn't say, but quite a bit.
Cool. Deadly answer. All right, Maria, welcome on into the...
You kind of imagine, though, I'd say it's
more
big
than
stuff.
I have in my bank account. Okay. Put it that way.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that hard. But
fair enough.
Maria, we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock. Dave's going to ask you 10 questions this morning. I'm sure you know the deal by now because you seem to be very familiar with the game. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10 that won't repeat. Now, we can only accept your first answer. And if you don't know it, make sure to give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard Friday, we'll sort you with the Brown Thomas voucher. And if you get all 10 questions correctly this morning, which is what we really hope you'll do, not just for you, but for us, to give us that thrill. No pressure. We'll give you a 1,000 quid on the spot this morning. Lucy is currently top of the leaderboard. She scored 6 in 53 seconds exactly. So if you can, say, get a 6 in less time than that, then that puts you top of the leaderboard. Or obviously, if you score higher, that puts you top of the leaderboard. Okay, so the very best luck.
All right.
Thanks.
Are you ready to go, Maria?
Yeah,
I've just read through all of your questions. And can I just say, I think you're going to do pretty good today.
Oh, gosh.
Maria,
no pressure.
The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. The largest 2-digit number is 90 what?
9.
What is 1 plus 3 plus 4?
7.
How many terms as president did Michael D. Higgins serve? How many terms?
3.
Complete this quote from Lord of the Rings. What ring to rule them all?
Have a guess.
1.
What is 10% of 100?
10.
How many days of the week end with the letter Y?
God, 7.
On a standard dartboard, what number is directly underneath 20?
2.
How many rings are there in the Olympic flag?
8.
Complete the name of this song by the script. What degrees of separation?
6.
How many standalone Despicable Me films have there been?
4.
All right. There's your time. All 10 questions answered. How many of them correct, though? What do you think, Maria? How do you think you did?
Oh, God, it's a lot harder.
It is harder, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you did respectful. Let's find out.
0, 1, 2, 3. three, four, five, six.
A score of six again. That's our third score of six, I think, this week. God. But unfortunately, you used up all of your time. So Lucy's still remaining top of the leaderboard. Let's just go through the ones that caught you this morning. What is 1 + 3 + 4? Sure, you know it's 8, but you just panicked and said 7. You know that.
How that's really embarrassing,
yeah. No, it's not. You're good, you're good. The banker.
Yes.
I love it.
I'm going to Maria for my banking.
How many terms as president did Michael D serve? You said 3. He did 2 terms. He started term 1, 2011 to 2018, and then the second term, 2018 to 2025. You were fine then for the next few questions. On a standard dartboard, what number is directly underneath 20? Oh, sure, I wouldn't have a clue. But the answer was 3. You said 2. How many rings on the Olympic flag? There's 5 rings. You said 8. I know a guy who had them tattooed. That's who I knew.
Really? Was he in the Olympics?
Yes.
Thank God.
I know.
You had to think about that, and that worried me.
He was in the Olympics, but he had the 5 of them done. But that was just the 4 that caught you out this morning. You did really well.
No worries. Thanks, William.
Maria, hold your head high.
Really high. You did so well.
I think you did a great job, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
You knew how many Despicable Me movies there has been. Like, you knew.
Yeah, that was pretty good. And I hope,
I couldn't add, so.
I hope, Maria, you get handed a lot of cash today, and they tell you can keep that now.
I believe that's exactly how it works.
Yeah.
Bye, Maria. Have a great day.
Good luck,
cheers,
Maria.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I didn't want to say it when Maria was on the phone because I didn't want her judging me. But me and my friend had this idea when we were single, and we were like, we weren't really that good at talking to women, so we were like, will we get like Olympic tattoos? So that people will think we were in the Olympics.
Oh my God.
Like, just say it's for something stupid, like gymnastics or something. They'll never ask you to do anything. We're like, yeah, that's actually a good idea.
They'll never ask
we
you
were
to
so
do
close I'd to getting
like,
it.
If I saw a lad on a first date who said, oh yeah, this tattoo, yeah, I was in the Olympics for gymnastics, I'd be like, do a cartwheel now.
In the middle of the stag's head, like, all right, everyone quiet. Anyway, we didn't.
Move out of the way, please. I must do my 3-prong jump.
You know the way on the Tesco app you can get your like club card and stuff like that?
Yep.
But there's also a section where you can basically search everything that Tesco sell.
Mm.
And for some reason, I don't know why, people leave reviews on the show, on the food that they're trying or whatever.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure why. I don't know if you maybe get points or something if you leave a review. Or is there any benefit to leaving a review? But what I have learned is that people are mental.
Oh, right. From these reviews on the Tesco app.
Yeah, pretty much. So there was this guy called Tom Lawrenson on TikTok. And what he did was he took some reviews of the products that Tesco sell, Mint Humbugs. They're like these kind of packaged sweets.
Mm.
Kind of British.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kind of Aero Mint vibe.
Aero, no. More kind of like a Bullseye.
Right.
You know that kind of old school style sucky sweet?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That kind of a vibe, right? So he obviously looked up this product on the Tesco app and realised that people were giving them reviews. Mm. And so what I've done is I want to go through some of the reviews that people have left for these Mint Humbugs, but I have found some other foods that people have left reviews on.
Okay.
And I thoroughly enjoyed them.
Okay.
So these are just the Tom Lawrenson ones that he found from the Mint Humbug reviews. I love them, but they give me hiccups.
Oh.
4-star. These are okay, but now and again I get a bag where they're all wet and soggy and stuck together, so I just have to put them in the bin. 1-star.
Oh, that's a letdown.
Why are they wet?
Yeah, how did the moisture get in there?
My grandson loves these. Unfortunately, they are in the car, so he can't have them. Not a happy boy.
Why are you leaving that as a review?
Who is writing that? My grandson loves these. Unfortunately, they are in the car, so he can't have them. Not
a
happy boy.
That's a grandmother. My granny always has sucky sweets in her car as well.
But like,
some grannies do that.
Your grandson comes over. Sorry, they're in the car, yeah. Love.
You're not having them. They're in the car.
I love these humbugs. If they are out of stock, I go without because there is simply no substitute. Instead of having anything, you're just not going to buy anything. Bought for a jar recently, but had to buy more for my aunt's jar as she ate most of mine.
Sorry, what?
The people in your country are mental, Callum. As a member of a church choir, these sweets are very handy when we get dry throats.
Oh, that's lovely. That's a great review.
This one is just bizarre. 5-stars. Comparable with other more expensive Mint Humbugs, be careful with your teeth eating boiled sweets. Don't be tempted to crunch too soon. These have a yet mellow, minty taste and a chewy centre if you're patient. They would suit all ages, as they are not too strong, that they make your head ache.
Okay. Wow. Good. I like the idea of being patient, though. Like, you know, just establish some patience in your life and you will get the minty flavour.
My partner eats these like the clappers, so I assume they are satisfactory. What the hell is the clappers?
What's the clappers, Callum?
It's going like the clappers, like going ready fast. Goes right, ready okay. quickly.
Okay. So I'd say they are satisfactory. Anyway, that's just the humbugs, the sweets, right? So I went on to the Tesco app and I had a look at some random things that I thought people would review. Mm. And so I just started clicking random foods. So I found potato gnocchi.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
It's €1.30 in Tesco. And the top review is 3 stars. Absolutely nothing wrong with the product at all. We just found as a family that there are other things we'd prefer to try.
That's fair enough. Like, it sounds a bit posh for me. What's a gnocchi?
It's gnocchi. Little potato-y pasta balls.
Oh, they're quite nice.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But not for this person. They said, disappointing. 2 stars. Good idea, but rather bland and indigestible. Okay. I wonder, do they know they have to cook them? Tesco fish pie. Not good. 2 stars. Chewy white fish. My husband refused to eat it.
Oh, wow.
Say no to packing in China. I had no idea that it was packed in China. Why can't we pack in the UK? I've brought it many times from Tesco, never dreaming it was sent to China to be packed. Please listen to us, Tesco.
Wow.
And then my favourite product is a bird's eye potato waffle.
Oh, yeah. So you can't go wrong, surely.
And this isn't a Tesco product. This is
bird's eye. But people still review them as if it's Tesco. A versatile waffle. 5 stars. As waffles go, I love them. I don't have much else to say.
There's nothing wrong. You can't hate on birds.
I don't have much else to say. This person had a lot to say. 4 stars. These are great, but like a lot of frozen food, it depends on how you choose to cook them. From the toaster, they're okay, but I wouldn't recommend it unless you're in a pit of depression. Oven cooked is fine, but a lot of effort. In the air fryer, though, oh man. In the air fryer. These babies thrive. Crispy, soft, delicious.
Do you cook your waffles in an air fryer?
Air fryer.
I don't
every
have
day.
An air fryer anymore, but I think an under the grill waffle. Oh. Creme de la creme.
This is my favourite and last review. Eat in moderation is the title of the review. 3 stars is what they gave it, and they said super easy to cook. Maybe too easy. My father, who is kitchen phobic, cooked these so many times in my childhood, I threatened to run away. I haven't eaten one since.
What?
But eaten in moderation, I'm sure they're delicious.
Oh my God, they were just fed. That sounds like my dream childhood. Do you know, the other day I have like a video. I was making like lunch at home, and you know, I always say that Jack is like such an amazing cook. Like, he cooks the nicest meals. I have this video the other day. I was like making waffles for my lunch, and I turned around. Jack was like, a spare waffle for me, and I was like, yeah, I put on 3, you can have one. And I just put it in a plate in front of him, and it was the saddest thing in the world. I was like, the meals he serves me versus the meals I serve him. You know what I mean? Okay, the girly quiz on the way really soon. For now though, this guy is from Dublin.
It's the girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do?
Great.
Really need you.
Nah.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome to the girly quiz. Every Thursday we quiz Dave on lots of girly things. So far in 2026, he has had 7 losses and 5 wins. He's trying to make it 6-7 today. He's got 3 questions to get through. They're quite straightforward, I think, but obviously Dave doesn't, because he is a male and doesn't know much about womanly things. But he learns
things
all the time.
In general.
One is a simplify. One is his phone a female, and on to help him this morning. She is gone. She was right there. It's Katie. We'll try and get her back. But Katie, regardless of how this goes this morning, is going to win herself. Oh, there she is. Katie,
hi,
how
Katie.
Are you? You all right?
Katie, you there?
All good.
Okay.
Yeah, all good.
Fantastic. Katie, where do your expertise lie when it comes to womanly things? Is it body parts? Is it beauty? Is it health? Is it hair? Is it, I don't know, pedicures? What is it?
I'd say like beauty and body parts, maybe.
Cool.
Beauty
Sweet.
And body parts.
Beauty and body parts. That's
Lovely.
All I need to know.
Well,
thank you, Katie.
Katie, you're sorted this morning. The girly quiz is with the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. Not sure if you're even doing it or not, but it's happening on Sunday, the May 31st. We can't wait. Thousands of women coming together to walk, jog, or run the 10-kilometre route.
So congratulations to you, Katie. You've won yourself a €100 Elvery Sport voucher just for coming on. And as title sponsor, VHI is proud to support every participant celebrating the energy, determination, and community spirit that make the VHI Women's Mini Marathon so special.
Okay, Katie, Dave will definitely definitely need you at some point, so you hang on the line there. And
thanks,
just
Katie.
To say, if there's little ears in the car, we always warn you, just keep your hand over the dial. I always say it, I do think that the questions are all right, but you just never know. It's whatever you're comfortable with your own kids' little ears.
Absolutely.
Do you know what
and
I mean?
If you're a kid listening and your parents are cool enough to let you listen to the girly quiz, do not ask them questions. As Emma said, ask your teacher.
Mm-hmm. Question number one in the girly quiz this week, and for the first time in the girly quiz's history,
A girly quiz first.
I'm going to hand Dave a visual to work from. Dave, your first ever visual on the girly quiz.
Oh no. Okay, so these are like pincers that I can't even think of the fish. What's it called?
Tweezers.
A lobster has. A tweezers, yes. But what I'm saying by pincers is, so they're like a tweezers, but imagine there's hooks almost at the end of the tweezers.
Okay, I can walk you through what's going on here. The question going, Dave, primarily, why would a beautician or technician use an L-shaped tweezers?
An L-shaped tweezers. That's what they're called. L-shaped. Now, what it looks like is to maybe kind of line, put an, so say for example maybe you could scrape in a line into the eyebrows to be like, this is where I want to go. Ouch. This is kind of what I want to
you
divide.
Scrape in,
maybe not scrape, but like
scars.
Also the pointy things are quite sharp looking. Are they quite sharp in real life?
I guess so, yeah.
They look like they could pop a spot.
Okay,
so maybe there's something there. What are they used for primarily?
Why would a beautician put down her regular tweezers or his regular tweezers and pick these ones up?
I'm going to say if there was very, very small fine hairs. But I don't know. I don't want to go to Katie for this one. Even though she said she would go to beauty, but I just feel like it's either going to be one thing or another thing. I'd imagine it's probably to get really, really small hairs out.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer. She looks at Callum.
I can't give that to you.
What's it for?
Really, the answers we're looking for is, this is for applying lash extensions.
No way.
Yeah, rather than brows. The distinct 90 degree or angled bend at the tip offers superior precision and control compared to straight or curved tweezers. So when you're putting on your individual lashes and you're lying back, that the beautician or technician would be applying with this type of tweezers.
Oh, I should have went to
Katie. I really thought you should have went to Katie there. Oh, what a bummer. It's 6-7 though, we know that for sure. Mm. Six wins. Oh yeah, never mind. It's 5-8 now.
Oh, crap.
Okay. We move on to question number two. Dave, where on the body would you wear mules?
Mules?
Mules, M-U-L-E-S.
A mule. M-U-L-E-S. They sound like hooves, like a mule would have hooves, so maybe like a shoe. Mules, maybe like a sock.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the arse. I don't know why. Like the back, also because mules have big backs and you're like carrying, like a mule carries something.
A mule also has a fine L neck.
And they also have shoulders.
And a fine mane.
Oh God, I don't know. Mules, I'd imagine. Oh,
you have Katie there, Dave. She's raring to go.
I know. But I just want to keep Katie there for as long as possible. I want her to earn the €100 Elvery Sport voucher. So I think I'll 50-50 this one. Katie, I'm sorry. I'm sure I'll need you for the third one anyway, but go on. Let's go 50-50 for this one.
Where on the body would you wear mules?
I think it's the shoulders, by the way. Just that would be my guess if I didn't go to 50-50.
Entering simplify mode.
Because carrying, like, do you know what I mean?
Is it A, the nipples? Is it B, the feet?
Damn it, that does not help. This is a 50-50. Does anyone have a coin?
I have a coin.
Okay, heads, we're going nipples, because nipples on heads. And the other one, what, tails, we're going what?
The feet.
The feet. Okay, here we go. It's tails, we're going feet.
Final answer. Well done.
Yay! Thank you, coin. Amazing.
The mules are those shoes that Fiona was wearing when we met her the other day. You were slagging her about. They look like kind of slipperies.
They are very old dad slippery.
They're all in. They're all in at the moment, yeah. Right. Kind of the Birkenstock.
Never even heard of
that kind of vibe. Okay, we crack on to question number three. Still up, Casey, standing by.
There's probably no need for I've already lost.
Big, big, big week in the world of women's health this week.
Has it?
And in a landmark shift on Tuesday, PCOS was renamed PMOS. In other words, polycystic ovary syndrome was renamed polyendocrine metabolic ovarian syndrome. Please give me one reason why this renaming was seen to be needed.
I don't even know what you're asking me here. I don't know what the question is.
Do you know what PCOS is? We've talked about PCOS loads on this girly quiz before.
I've never heard of it.
It's something that lots of women suffer with all the time. But, and it couldn't, like, it's been known to affect, like, mood, weight gain, fertility.
Oh, I have heard of this.
Loads of different things.
And it was called poly...
It was called PCOS, so polycystic ovary syndrome.
Cystic ovary... Yes, I have heard of this.
Sorry, yeah,
this
we did talk about this a bit on the show, on the girly quiz before.
What's the S?
Syndrome.
Syndrome.
Yeah. And it's now become polyendocrine, polyendocrine, metabolic ovarian syndrome. So PMOS. I'm just looking for one reason from you as to why you think that this was needed.
I don't know at all. Like, I don't even have a simple guess. I have nothing in my brain for polycystic ovary syndrome or polyendocrine. You can't even say it.
It's hard, isn't it? Yeah. Do you want to go to Katie?
Yeah, go on. Calling Katie there. Katie, good morning. Do you have any idea what the question even is, let alone have an answer?
Yeah, I think I have an idea.
Right, go on.
I think the change was for, like, so the new name kind of suits the condition better. Like, it kind of makes more sense as to what the condition is. Not 100%, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, Katie. I've already lost, so we can just have the chats. But how are you?
It's a better definition, kind of.
A better definition, you're saying, okay.
Okay, final answer, yeah. Better definition.
Yeah, I suppose I'll yeah. have to give
it. It doesn't matter, I've lost anyway.
Yeah, I'll have to give it that. Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, I'll have to give that to you. Unfortunately, though, just to kind of explain what's going on here, a lot of people who have PCOS... That always makes people think that you have cysts on your ovaries. And that's not always the case with PCOS at all. So the new aim reduces the stigma around that. And it also, a lot of people would have thought that PCOS meant infertility. Also not the case. So it just kind of rules out loads of inaccuracies about PCOS. And it was a really big deal this week for women's health.
Very so, cool.
Yeah, it's good that they're focusing
on it. Katie, congratulations. You've won €100 Elvery Sport voucher. And I have won nothing. Once again, I have won nothing.
Talk to you later, Katie. Thanks, Emil.
Thank you.
Bye, Katie.
I was hoping you'd keep your 50-50 for question number three, Dave, because the simplifies were pretty much one was giving you what I just said, and the other one was due to copyright issues.
Due to copyright issues? What? Because the thing changed because of copyright issues.
As in it was a simplify stupid, like, it was wrong answer.
I thought they were like, why are we changing it? Because,
that's very smart.
It's the girly quiz.
With the BHI Women's Mini Marathon. Walk, jog, or run your way on Sunday, May 31st.
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
But big day today, 40th birthday of the George.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be some celebration there tonight, I'm sure, and across the weekend.
You know, I have never been to the George.
Ah, that's so sad for you.
I've never been to Coppers. I've never been to Legs. I've never been to Me. That's a song.
Oh, right.
I've been to Paradise, but I've never been to me.
You need to go on a trip of all these great Dublin like landmarks. And
no, I think I'm all right.
The George is the best.
Not really ever. More. I'm not really a club person, but I have heard that the George is really, really fun.
It is so much fun. Yeah, I was chatting to my friend who's gay over the weekend, and he was talking about like days in like 20 years ago, and how many gay nights there were in Dublin. Like during the week, you'd have a big night on a Tuesday, and a Thursday, and a Saturday, and a Sunday, and obviously now because like. You know, there might not be seen to be the same need for like a specific gay bar anymore. Like everyone just hangs out or whatever, which is obviously seen as a positive. He kind of misses it. And I'm like, I get it. Like, you know, gay bars, and when I used to go along, like with my friends who were gay, so much fun when there was loads of them.
Whereas
like really still standing. You got the Georgian Panty Bar as the mains in Dublin.
I've never been to that one either, but I was talking to Padraig, you know, Padraig Woods McCarthy. And he was saying, I think he was on News Talk, and he was talking about the George, and he was saying, when he was like growing up as gay in Cork, like the George was like, when he first arrived at the George, it's like New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like coming off the plane in New York.
It's literally George Street. It's like being in New York.
I'm trying to think of like Padraig's accents, but it's like, I have arrived.
Here I am.
Now, this is what it's all about.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Seize the day with delicious breakfast options delivered by Just Eat.
If the George is the gayest bar in Dublin, what's the straightest? Is it the Camden? I think it's the Camden.
Oh, when they've got a match on the big screens, yeah.
It's just in general. Totally, you go to the Camden at any time of the day, you're like, this is for spring.
Happy birthday to the George.
Let's go! David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning, how are you?
What's going on? How are we? Everything good? All good in the hood?
All good in the hood.
Have you ever played hurling?
Camogie, I gave it a stab, but it wasn't for me. It's not where I excelled, you know?
I think it's one of the toughest things someone can do, especially if your hurl is broken.
I'm sure.
Because I'd imagine most people who play it, they have a working hurl. But there's my housemate brought down a couple of hurls and a couple of schlitters from her house in the country, and she was going to teach me how to play hurling.
You didn't in Meath? It wasn't like a big thing in your school
or anything?
It is in
Meath, just it wasn't for me. Yeah. It was in Meath, just wasn't for me. But I pick it up, like you do the whole thing, I can pick up the ball and things like that, and then smash it like over the bar or whatever, you know, that's just
back
the lingo
the net,
that,
out
that
the way.
We use, you know what I mean, back in the net, that kind of thing, over the bar. But my god, it's the toughest thing in the world, and I was like, god, this is so tough. And Linda was doing it, my housemate was doing it so easily, and then I was like, oh, trying to do it, she gave me the broken one. So that's why I couldn't do it.
Oh, really? Is that why?
A golf ball, which I think is harder, arguably, because it's a much smaller ball and a much smaller club.
What's harder with a hurl is if you're trying to, like, pick it up with the hurl.
Yeah. Mid-running. How the hell do they do that?
Pick the ball in the air and then swing at the exact moment to make connection with the ball and then aim for a particular spot.
I think it's one of the coolest looking sports ever.
A couple of summers ago, I had a summer of hurling where I went to Aldi and picked up some hurls and some schlitters. Went to the park and played.
Who did you play with? You kept that so quiet.
It was me, my own. It was a good 5 years ago now. It was before I think we worked together. I wasn't part of a team. It was just me in the park. I couldn't do the roly thing where you pick it up and hit it. But I remember when I first started it, like I was just throwing the schlitter in the air and then hitting it with the hurl.
Yeah.
The amount of times that I missed it, I think
it's
the most impressive thing in the world to be able to pick it up. I feel like I can pick it up, no bother. Yeah. Like as in I can roll it onto the thing, flick it up and then hit it. That's fine. It's doing it while running.
Yeah.
In a match. I think that's the most impressive thing.
What's incredible
thing
is like you see them like egg and spoon racing, you know, with them on the end of the hurl.
And then they're hopping
then
it.
Then they grab the second hand and it's just so impressive.
It's very cool.
Not for me, but well done.
Yeah, it should almost be a professional sport.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
The question for you this morning, I think you're like, there's two types of people in the world. One who are very lackadaisical when it comes to time.
Lackadaisical is fantastic.
Others who take time very seriously and a second after the time you're due to meet is late, late, late. Well, being on time is considered a non-negotiable, obviously, for most jobs. But nearly half of Gen Z workers in the study released the last few days believe arriving 5 to 10 minutes late is effectively still being on time. And there's this TikTok trend and employers are reacting to the Gen Zers arriving in their own time frame of 5 to 10 minutes late or whatever. But being on time, according to an expert, means being at your workstation and ready to work at the official start time, as in if you're paid from 9 a.m. you're working at 9 a.m. not walking in and dropping your coat and making a coffee at 9 a.m.
Shut up, 9 o'clock you're in the building.
They say that why lateness matters is 10 minutes late every day means 50 minutes a week and nearly 40 hours a year, okay?
Yeah,
but obviously generational attitudes have changed quite a lot. Boomers saying lateness is totally unacceptable at 59% or 69% of boomers. Millennials,
if we were getting paid what boomers get paid, then fine, I'll be on time.
That's true, and that's the attitude as well. 39% of millennials would forgive a colleague being 10 minutes late. 26% of Gen X would overlook it, and only
26% Gen X would overlook it completely. And they're saying that maybe why Gen Z are looking at it differently is that they entered the workforce at a kind of funny time with COVID and everything. And the workforce at that time was being a little bit more flexible, and now that's kind of maintained.
See, I'm on the side of Gen Z being late, right? But I myself would never. I just couldn't. I'd have too much anxiety.
Really?
I just couldn't. I'm not that kind of person. Even if I have to meet I had to meet someone for lunch once. I still think about this. Mm. Over on the south side, and I wasn't really familiar with the south side at the time. Mm. Now I live there, so I know it off the back of my hand. But at the time, I had to go to the south side to meet someone for lunch, and I was just like, I'm going to go now. And the lunch was in 2 hours, mm. and I only had to go over the Liffey. And I was like, I'll go now just in case. I was an hour early. I was just sitting in my car in Ranelagh an hour early.
My granny's mantra in life is like, if you're not early, you're late. And she will arrive at everything so much more early. And she won't get out of the car or anything. She'll like time it to the door. Like to the, if you invited me for a coffee at 11 a.m, I'll knock at the door at like 30 seconds to 11 a.m. kind of a thing. That's how she rolls. I've had friends who are so disgracefully late for things all the time, like disgracefully mm-hmm. late, as in I'm talking like they're the kind of friends that if you actually are meeting for dinner at 7, you tell them that you're meeting at 6, and then you might get them for 7:15,
isn't it?
As in that level of utter lateness.
I couldn't. And we both know people like that, and I can't deal with people like that.
Yeah.
People are just there comes to a point where it is rude.
I think, like, for example, I'm reflecting, like, in the morning here, we're kind of get in somewhere between 6 and 6:15 kind of a thing. If it gets to 20 past, I don't feel that panicked, because it's more so I know, no, Callum's laughing away there, but like I know what I need to do before 7. Do you know that kind of way? So if I'm like, ah, it's grand, I'll have my work done, I'll be fine.
But I
understand some people. I hate bosses who are like, be in for 9. When you know you'll get your work done that day, your output will be the same.
Yeah.
You'll get what you need done. But I think people who are such sticklers for time are like, I had a boss before and an employee would walk in the door at 9:03 and she'd be like, into my office. I'm like, oh, get a grip, you sonny.
Yeah, that's, leave people. That's loser behavior.
Life happens.
I'm
like,
fine
sometimes
for that.
People are late.
I'm fine for that. But if it's like a meeting with someone for lunch, or I'm going to a party or something, or not a party, because a party is different.
It's easy, yeah.
But like if you're meeting someone for lunch, or you have a meeting with, like, say, I don't know, a client or whatever. I don't have clients, but whatever. I'm sure people do have clients. I'd have to be on time for that. I wouldn't
for example,
a second late. But if there was someone, if I was meeting my friends, right, and then we're like, hey, right, we're meeting at this time, I'd be fine to be late on that occasion, because they are there together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Not leaving someone hanging on the
rope. Exactly.
However, if you were meeting me and I was clearly on my own in town at 8 o'clock and I turned to reserve a table for both of us to have a drink, you'd be like, I'd expect you to be like trying to make it on
absolutely,
time because I'm on my own.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the other day though, interestingly, I was due to meet Dave and Fiona in town at 1:30. I was already at the Lewis, vulnerable, alone. And I guess it'll be 2 guys from both of them. And I was like, that's let me down now.
See, but I thought Fiona wasn't going to be late. So I was like, that's why I was like, it'll be 2.
I get you. You thought,
but I was like, I was like, the girls can go and chat. And then I'll come in and ruin the girly behaviour, you know, ruin the girly energy with my manliness. So that is the crack. I'm fine if it's they're meeting another person and I'm there on top of them.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, I'll join you in a little while. Get in touch and let us know. How do you feel about this? Are you very chill about time? Are you someone who is like a minute later than I'm meant to be there? I feel like crap about myself. Let us know and give us like a time, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Zero, minus, etc. Voice notice, please. 087-711-1038. How late is late in your opinion? Or is being late just, that's already far enough in your opinion? In my head, if I'm 5 minutes late, I'm like, sorry about that. If I'm an hour late, I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm on the phone, I'm apologising. If it's 5 minutes, I feel like that's kind of all right. I think especially in a city.
5 minutes is so long.
But I think when you're in a city and there's so many obstacles between you and where you need to get to.
That's a countryman's excuse.
That's true though. There's no bloody traffic lights in Waterford, most of it.
They haven't invented them there yet.
In the countryside anyway. Megan is standing by. How late is late in your opinion?
Any time after the time I'm supposed to be somewhere. So like, if I have to be somewhere at 8:30 and I'm there at 31 minutes past, I'm so upset with myself that I'm late.
Really?
That I'd rather be nearly an hour late rather than that 1 minute.
Did I literally just said that.
Yeah.
Like the exact same thing.
And do you
thing,
feel
like,
terrible about yourself if you're that 1 minute late?
Awful.
Even though like so many obstacles could have been in your way. Traffic.
I'll be so anxious.
I blame myself.
Oh my God. And are you so apologetic then with that 1 minute?
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I just feel so much guilt around it. It's horrible.
Oh my God. Okay. Interesting. You're marking down, unless you're exactly on time or early, you're late.
Yeah.
Thanks,
that's,
Megan.
That's me. Thanks, bye.
Good luck.
I remember moving to a job after the one where, like, you know, it was all about your, like, being on time was so important and, like, you'd be so stressed. But then you arrive and work stressed because you've been like, you know what I mean? I'm like, drive safely. If there's loads of traffic, take your time, get in safe and sound or whatever. That's my mantra anyway. But like, I worked then in another job and the boss there was so like, I'd rather my employees, if that extra 10 minutes in bed is going to make you more productive today, I'd rather you take the extra 10 minutes in bed. But and that was kind of the mantra.
Do you know what I love about our boss? And I'm not to lick up, but genuinely, he is really good at this. He's like, if you have your work done, that's fine. Go home. Do you know what I mean? I used to have a boss that would just make you be like, well, let's find work for you. Leave me alone. Yeah. I've done the work. I've done my job.
Yeah, almost like you can work in other departments to justify...
To justify why you're here.
Get as much output from you as you can. Whereas I totally get that.
It's archaic.
I don't understand people being kept at their desk when their work is done.
Yeah, no.
Go and live your life.
Absolutely.
And it's like, you'll be better for it tomorrow.
If I was ever a boss, which, look at me, I'm never going to be a boss, but... I would genuinely be like that. I'd be like, if you've your work done, off you pop.
And if someone's in a better mental headspace the next day, then they're going to be better employees anyway. Connor's standing by there as well. How late is late in your opinion?
10 minutes for me anyway.
So if you're 5 minutes late, you're not apologising?
I'm the one that is. Am I going for drinks or am I meeting my sister?
I get you. I fully get you. No, I'm with you on that. Because going for drinks, it's like, the bus, I miss the bus. And everyone's casual, everyone's happy, everyone's in a nice setting, people are enjoying themselves. Where if you're really inconveniencing someone, I think it makes it a bit different. So you're saying 10 minutes after that, you're saying, I'm really sorry.
And even after that, just be on time.
Just be on time.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, thanks, Mel Connor.
Thanks, Connor.
Take care.
Talk to you later. And voice note in there from Lydia.
I am chronically early for everything. If I arrive 5 to the time I'm supposed to be there or on the hour, I'm late. I could be sitting outside my destination for an hour before I actually need to be there or at an appointment I'm going to.
Oh, I don't get that. Like, that's your time.
I'm perfectly happy in that location. Like, I'm perfectly happy. The best thing in the world is when you're an hour late. The best thing in the world is when you're an hour early and you get to sit in your car on your phone. It's bliss.
Yeah, no, I get that because you feel like I'm so in control right now. Like, yeah, but sometimes I'm like, I could be in bed. I could have got an extra half an hour in bed this morning. Celine is standing by this morning, or sent a voice note as well.
In the past, I would have been a total merchant for being late. The worst was being late for my wedding, my own wedding. So when I was getting married, I was an hour late to the church, which is actually desperate. And it was a really hot day. Oh, it was like 22 degrees, rare I know in Ireland, and everyone was in this tiny church in Wexford waiting for me to arrive. And I'm sure they thought, she's not coming. But no, I was just taking my time, taking it all in. What's the issue? But it's only years later that I now look back and go, oh my God, people must have been absolutely spitting. But yeah, I used to be a merchant for the same thing, go to the airport. If I was flying somewhere, I'd be to the wire.
Yeah.
To the wire and everything, literally get to the airport. If they said check in 2 hours beforehand, I'd probably be there an hour and a half beforehand, all that sort of stuff, taking everything to the limit. But as time goes on and you grow up a little bit, now I'm early for everything. Well, my friends will still say I'm definitely late for a social occasion.
Early in
I'll
your
always
head.
Still be late for a social occasion, but I will get myself to the airport on time.
That's really interesting because, Celine, like when you watch movies, the bride's always an hour late. I'm like, what is an acceptable lateness time for a bride? Because you can't show up like waiting. Like, you can't be outside the church in your dress going like, oh, everyone's
with your watch on. Yeah. Where have you been?
In your pop. Come on, groom. I'll be up there in a minute. Like, you need to be a little bit late. But yeah, maybe an hour is taking the mick. But yeah, I have friends who literally run to the gate at the airport and they get a thrill off it. I couldn't.
Oh my god. Is this the game where we play 1 second of a movie clip and you have to guess the entire movie based on that 1 second movie clip?
It is.
It's called 1 second as a cinema and I love this game.
This is the clip from today's movie. I haven't a notion, but lots of people do.
So good.
Laura's standing by there. Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are things?
Good, thank you. Do you know what the hell this is?
Go on, Laura.
I think I do.
Go on.
I could be wrong.
Go on.
Is it Star Wars?
Star Wars.
It does sound very Star Wars-y.
With the words going up the screen in that weird way.
Oh, yeah. They kind of go in the way.
All yellow.
As if there's perspective on a soundtrack.
Is Laura correct? No.
Laura. Good guess, though.
Good guess, Laura. Thank you very much for playing. Have a great day.
You too. See you guys.
Bye.
I don't know why I love it even more when someone gets it wrong. I'm just like, yes, great. I think I love it more because
it makes you feel really smart.
No, it's more the game is continuing.
Oh, we're not wrapping it up there.
Do you know what I mean? Like, the game stays on.
Here's my question for you two who know what this movie is, obviously. When's the last time you watched this movie?
Well, see, I'm currently rewatching all of them. Oh, that's a clue. Damn it.
Oh, we know it's a franchise, I think, don't we? Dan is standing by there this morning. How are you?
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Very good.
Very good. All right, Dan, this is the clip. Go on, you big nerd. Tell us, what is that movie clip from?
Marvel Avengers, specifically Avengers Endgame.
All the details.
Hey, Dan, on your left. Dan, me and you, man. Me and you. Let's go out. Let's go for drinks. Let's go do something and go home and watch a Marvel movie. For me, Dan, that is the... You're probably right. It is Endgame, I'd imagine. We would have accepted just Avengers. But what I'm curious of... for me, it reminds me of the first Avengers when they're fighting in New York with all of the kind of monsters coming from the big portal and they all kind of, the camera pans around them. And you could play the 1 second again there, Emma?
Of course, no problem, nerds.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of vibe?
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
But is it from the, on your left? Is that what it's from, Dan?
I'm 90% certain it's from Avengers Endgame.
Callum?
The soundtrack that I pulled it from was just called The Avengers, and that was the name of the first film.
Maybe it's just The Avengers soundtrack. Yeah, I don't know. If I'm being honest, I've only watched like half the movies.
Fair. Okay, well, instantly, I've lost all relationship with you, Dan.
You watch more with Dan.
Yeah, I'll introduce you to all of them, Dan.
How many are there?
There's a lot. Like,
don't ask me.
You've Avengers, and then you've Avengers Age of Ultron, and then you've Avengers... Civil War. No, but that's...
What are they avenging?
The deaths of many.
Just life.
Age of Ultron, Avengers Age of Ultron, Avengers Infinity War, Avengers Endgame, Avengers Doomsday is coming soon.
There's four Avengers films, and then there's over 30 films in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
And I'm watching all of them.
I just want to point out, he just listed them all off, but I got called the nerd when I answered the phone.
No.
Yes, but Dan, I'm the biggest
nerd. He gets the
nerd
treatment every day. He's proud of it, and you should be too. Dan, well done. You're off to the cinema on us. Fair play. Have a great day.
Congrats, Dan.
Thanks very much. Have a good day.
Good luck.
Bye.
Wow, what a nerd, huh?
Oh, what a nerd.
That guy Dan, real nerd. I thought me and Dan had something, you know. And then he was like, I've only seen half of them. And yeah, I got really sad.
I just don't think that it would be for me.
You have Disney Plus, though. You should go and watch them.
Okay, two things about me. Don't like watching fighting. Okay. Especially don't like watching CGI fighting.
Ah, big CGI fights are kind of the main pull of Avengers movies.
Can't imagine anything worse than seeing a robot like throw its arm off.
You will not like these movies.
Nah, not for me. Swerve.
No, go on, watch them. There's hardly any of that.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.